Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry for the just a little bit of bumping shoulders there, but I think we'll work it out. Amen. It's a good thing to support our young people.
Oh, yes.
Amen. I went to junior camp my first 10 years or so in Connecticut, and it is absolutely incredible to see young people, I'm talking 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, worshiping God. I mean, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Just, I'll tell you what, God can do something very, very special in young people. Amen. In kids, junior camp. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm very excited about that. Thank you for your support. Revelation chapter 22 is where I'd like to turn your attention, beginning to read there at verse number 12. Amen. Revelation 22, verse number 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. My topic today is very simple. In fact, I like simple. The gate. Amen. The gate. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We're asked in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your will be done here in this place. Lord, that your anointing would be, Lord, upon me to say of your word. Lord, and your anointing would be upon each of us, Lord, to hear what the Word has to say, what the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Almighty God, would speak to this people. Lord, I pray today, Lord, your will to be accomplished in each of us. Let your just dominion, Lord, be in this place, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. There are many ways, many opportunities, many things. It's just God is so miraculous. He is so special that he can do wonderful things in very many ways. Amen. Many applications of the Word of God. Yes, it was to a people that was before. It is to a people that are right now. And it's to those that are yet to come. Amen. The Word of God really is that powerful. All at the same time. The Word of God speaks to the natural. And it speaks to the spiritual. Amen. I believe that this message will talk to both of those things. It will talk to our flesh. And it will talk to our spirit. Amen. In the natural, this topic of the gate, pretty little picture there, a gate. The gate in the natural was a very important part of an ancient city. It was a part of the protection, part of the security plan, part of the enabling of that city to be maintained. It was a very important place in the city. It gave the only means of passing through the wall, through the protection of an ancient city. The gates of that city had to be very strong, very, very large, very heavy, very fortified, strengthened with bars of brass or of iron. They were marvels of their day, the gate of the city. They were made to withstand the pressure of an attack. They were made to withstand the force of the enemy. I believe that God, both in that ancient city, gave those places gates, but he also gives us gates to protect us. Spiritual gate to enter in. The gate sometimes is used as to identify the power or the dominion of that particular place. An example, God promised blessings and power to Abraham. Genesis 22, verse 17 and 18. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of heaven and the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. It was a representation of the blessings and the power and the favor of God upon Abraham and upon his seed. Verse 22, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. There was a very special blessing unto Abraham. God always keeps his promises. Amen. It is so because God said it to be so. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. God said, Abraham's seed will be blessed, and they will be. They are. We spiritually blessed through this promise. Amen. We are the spiritual children of Abraham. God will and He does bless our lives when we obey Him. I can't imagine what my life would be like today if I hadn't returned unto the Lord. Amen. There are those that have known God, had a walk with God, and an experience with God, and then at some point in your time, you fell away. You made a mistake. You went the wrong direction. You did the wrong thing. But you know what? God calls us back unto Him. God wants us to return unto Him. We are that spiritual seed when we obey God. We are the church. Someone say the church. We are the believers in Jesus Christ. I don't just believe there is a God. I know who God is. His name is Jesus the Christ. The Anointed One, the Holy One, the Almighty God. Jesus is His name. Praise the Lord. The church is promised by God. It's destined to be victorious over the enemies. The enemies that come against the church. The enemies that come against your very soul. The enemies that come against us. Satan hadn't even figured it out yet, but he cannot win this war. Amen. Read the back of the book. We win. It's already established. I believe that we, the believers in Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, we certainly are a type of a gate, an entry point where people can come into the kingdom of God. Amen. Through the church. Through obeying scriptures, the church has a very important place in our city, in Uncasville, in New London County. The church, this church, has a very important place in our community. It's a place where people will hear the preaching of the name of Jesus. That Jesus is the Almighty God. That He is the Holy One. Do you realize that people are baptized? Well, this right, we're going to work on this. Hopefully this Saturday. This is a brand new baptistry. It's getting installed. Soon, we'll transition over to that one. It's just as easy for God to wash away sin. It's not hard for God. It's impossible for man. You can't get right without God. You can't get rid of your sin. Oh, well, I'll be all right. I'm going to be. No, you ain't. No, you can't. You can't make it without God. You're not going to. You can't make it to heaven without Jesus Christ. It's impossible. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He's the Holy One. He's the forgiver of our sins. Amen. Jesus washes away when we repent. Ask God to forgive us. That's repentance. We are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Or sin is paid for when we're baptized. That's when the payment is applied. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are remitted. Or they're paid for in the name of Jesus Christ. Man can't do that. But God can. Amen. God fills people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. He did it in the Bible. He did it in Acts. He did it in different cities, in different places. He did it at different times. He's still doing it today. It's still God's plan. And do you know that it's impossible for man to give himself the presence of God? When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, that is a miracle given to you by God. And it is just as easy for God to heal cancer, for God to heal, I don't know, we've seen in this church, goiters come off and my mom was blind. She could see that she wasn't in this church. She was in Wisconsin. But we've had, I think, twice ears opened, deaf hear, broken bones heal, sore backs miraculously. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Getting a little bit of feedback. Praise the Lord. It's just as easy for God to heal your body as it is for God to save your soul. Amen. That's not a problem for God. God is in the miracle working business. It's a miracle when a sinner comes to God. That is a miracle. It's a miracle when you're baptized and your sins are gone. It's a miracle when God fills you with the Holy Ghost. It's a miracle when God heals your body. That's what God does. It's a part of the church. In Revelation chapter 21, an angel shows John a type of the church, the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. I get excited about this. Amen. I'm excited about what God is going to do. You read the back of the book, there's exciting stuff back there. Amen. Revelation 21, verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. He's talking about the church. He's talking about the redeemed. He's talking about those that believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. The church, the Lamb's wife, will be shown unto the world in these last days. In case you didn't know, these are the last days. Amen. We are in the time directly in front of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Spiritual revival is in our day. It's happening right now. More people have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues and miracles from God than have ever been recorded in the entirety of the whole Bible. Amen. Yes, there really is a holy city. New Jerusalem. The next verse, verse number 10, talks about it. Revelation 21:10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. You know, there are people in our world today that think that Christians are living a life of make-believe. No, the rest of the world is living a life of denial. The Word of God is absolutely true. God is not a liar. Let God be the truth, and every man would be a liar. My God is telling the truth. Amen. It is a real place. Amen. The church is going to that place. Amen. The church, the bride, the Lamb's wife, will go to that place. Amen. You know, my wildest, furthest reaches of my imagination, of even with the help of the description in the Word of God, cannot fully imagine what that city is going to be like. 1,500 miles long and wide and tall. It's going to reach up from the surface of the ocean to the upper stratosphere in space. Amen. 12 different levels. Room in that city for every human being ever born on the face of the earth. From Adam to now, God has prepared a place. My mind doesn't even comprehend it. Streets of gold. You know, the streets of transparent gold, like glass. I don't even know what that looks like. But I'm going to find out. Amen. Gates, we're going to talk about the gates and to that holy city. They stand open. We got more to come there. Made of pearl. Not concrete, not wood. Pearl. My mind don't quite wrap around that either. But it's true. It's true. That's what the Word of God says. Let me go back to Scripture. Next verse, chapter 21, verse 11. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. I tell you what, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. That holy city is going to be, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Amen. You want to go there. Amen. The church, like that holy city, will have the glory of God in her. Amen. The church is going to shine forth in all the world. Amen. You got a problem? You got a need? You got a hurt? You need salvation, you need healing, you need direction, you need clarity of mind, you have a need, I'm telling you, you can have your answer in the church. Amen. God wants to give you healing if you're sick. God wants to give you salvation when you're lost. God wants to save you from destruction. The glory of God will be in the church. Like a precious, crystal clear light. The light of truth will be revealed. It's so clear to me. I see it in the Word. I see it in my life. I see it in the church. I see it in people's lives. That Jesus Christ changes the lives of those that obey Him. God Himself will reveal His wonderful saving grace by the name of Jesus Christ, His own name. Praise the Lord. The next verse, Revelation 21:12, and had a wall, great and high wall around it, all around the city, this great wall. A wall is a type of the boundary of a city. Ancient cities had tall, fortified, large, thick, strong walls. The church has great and high boundaries. Amen. You know that you are in the church when you can see the wall around you. Faithfulness is a part of that wall. It's a jewel. Faithfulness is a jewel. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. To obey the Lord. Amen. Holiness. Worship Him in the beauty of holiness. God is holy. Be ye holy. Amen. Doctrine is teaching. Discipline is developed in our Christian walk. These are part of the walls that are all around us. When you're in the church, you know that you're in the city when you can see the walls all around you. Amen. When you see the characteristics, the faithfulness, the obedience, the holiness, the doctrine, the teaching, the discipline. You can tell you're in the church if those walls are all around you. In the city of old, if a house was built against the outside of the wall, they might have that wall of the city attached to the house. But that house was in the countryside. It was not in the city because it was on the outside of the wall. Being close to the church, knowing where the church is, knowing where the house of God is, knowing the people of God, knowing the pastor, knowing the ministry, knowing the doctrine, knowing the things about the church doesn't make you in the church. Amen. Because your house is up against the wall of the city, you might think, well, I live at that city. No, if you're on the outside of the wall, you live in the country. Are you in the city? Are you in the country? Are you in the world? Are you in the church? You got to make up your mind. Where are you going to live? Where are you going to dwell? Where are you going to spend your life? You might feel like you're a part of the church because your house is against the wall. But feelings don't count. Everyone, me included, yourself included, sometimes feel bad. Sometimes you're sick in the flesh. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes life just happens. And you don't feel good. But at that time, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling low, when you don't feel good, if I look around me, and I see faithfulness and obedience and holiness and doctrine and discipline and teaching. And I know the walls are all around me. I know that I am in the city. I'm in the church. I'm in the hand of God. I'm serving Him with all my ability. With everything that is within me, I give worship and praise unto the Lord Most High. Amen. Even when I don't feel good, I can know I'm in the church. The bride, the Lamb's wife. Praise the Lord. Revelation, the next verse, verse 13. On the east, three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. In every direction, in the walls of the city, there's three gates. Gates on every side. With gates, you can enter. With gates on every side, you can enter from any direction. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter your nationality, your color, your creed. Doesn't matter what you were. Doesn't matter where you come from. I tell you, you can get into the house of God. You can be a part of the church no matter what your history was. Amen. You can get into the body of Christ, the church. You can have the promise of the holy city in your life no matter where you come from. Don't try to make someone else climb over the walls of faithfulness. Come on in the gate. Come on in the church. Come on in the body of Christ. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Don't make somebody else climb over a wall of godliness. So you got to do this and that and these other 27 things before you can come to the front door. It's not true. Come on in. The gates are open. You can come right in. You can get in the church. Don't make somebody else climb over the walls of obedience or holiness. I tell you what, you can learn about the loveliness of God from inside the church. Amen. Show someone else the gate that you came in. You know, how did you get in the church? How did you get in? Some people had a problem with drugs. Some people have been raised in church their whole life. Some people had this and some people had that. Doesn't matter where you came from. There's a gate that you can get into church from where you're at. Amen. From any direction, from any background, from any former life, you can get in the church. Amen. Show your gates. Tell someone else how you came to the truth of who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter ye in. This is great right here. I love this verse. Enter ye in at the straight. Someone say straight. Straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Notice the spelling. Matthew 7, 13. Enter ye in at the S-T-R-A-I-T. Straight gate. The path to God, or entering into the gate, is not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. It's not a straight line. The path to God is a straight or narrow path. In fact, straight, anybody ever heard of the Bering Strait? Strait of Magellan Strait? There's a bunch of different straits Gibraltar. It's a narrow body of water. Personally, around here, 2.5 feet. About. I didn't tape measure. 3 feet if you use the old one. It's a narrow body of water. That's a path on how you get to heaven. Amen. You got to repent. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a pathway to the kingdom of God. It's how we find ourselves in that holy city. We have to obey the word of God. Amen. Show them the entry point. That sign that hangs on our wall. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not a maybe or might or sometimes. That is the plan. It's so simple. It's contained in a single verse of Scripture. Praise the Lord. Don't close the gate. There's a danger here. Don't close the gate in your life. Don't stop helping other people find God. Don't stop welcoming people into the church. Don't try to hinder someone else by climbing over the wall. That's not how you're supposed to get in the city. An enemy tries to break in. Guests are welcome in through the gate. Look at what happened in this example by the Syrian army in the city of Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 24 and 25. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host, his army, and went up and besieged Samaria, surrounded it. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, there they besieged it. Until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. Little tiny scraps of food for great inflated prices. The city was destitute, desperate, failing. You read, it's terrible. They were eating babies. Terrible. I tell you, our world is in a terrible place. There is great atrocities in our world. Great, horrendous, terrible things going on in our world. 2 Kings chapter 7, the very next chapter, beginning at verse number 1. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel. You can get baskets of food for a coin in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. You don't believe it? You're not going to partake in it. And there went, verse number 3. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? You know, if you're at the gate of a dying city, probably you don't want to hang out there. If you're at a place in our world that is very troubled, did I say our world is very troubled? You don't want to stay there. That's not where you want to make your dwelling. You don't want to live in that troubled place. Our world is troubled. And there were four men at the entering in at the gate of the, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here till we die? If we say we will enter into the city," there's nothing but trouble in the city, "then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there." Getting your answer in the world is not the right answer. You're not going to find the answer to your problem in the world. If we sit still here, we die also. "Now therefore, come and let us fall into the hands of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." It's time to do something. It's time right now to do something in our life. Get this. "And they rose up in the twilight," not even fully light yet, it's just beginning, "to go into the camp of the Assyrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there, an empty enemy camp. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and the noise of horses and even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, 'Lo, the king of Israel have hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us.'" Four leprous men scared the army away. It was the hand of God. "Wherefore they rose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it." They're going from tent to tent. Yeehaw! Oh, we got food. Oh, we got clothes. Oh, we got money. Oh, I got everything. Then it hit them. Man, if we keep this a secret, something bad is going to happen to us. We got to tell somebody. Amen. Oh, where'd they go? "And the people went out and spoiled the tents and the Syrians so that the measure of..." Second Kings chapter 7, verse 16. I moved down a little bit. "And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So they told them, people in the city came out, they're finding the food and they're finding the stuff. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord." Remember, they were telling the king and his representatives about how God was going to pour out a blessing. I'll tell you what, the world doesn't even believe how good God is. The world doesn't understand the blessings of God. But I tell you, you can have the blessings of God. Amen. His word is already true. Amen. It's true whether if the world believes it or not. The word of God is still true. Verse 17. "And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trode upon him in the gate, and he got trampled to death, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spake when the king came down to him." Verse 18, "And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 'Two measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria.' The Lord answered the man of God and said, 'Now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be?' And he said, 'Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof.' And so it fell out unto him, for the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died. Musicians, would you come? I'm closing here. We cannot close our gate to the kingdom of God. God has blessed people in this church. God has touched the lives of people in this church. God has many times healed people in this church. People have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There here is water. If you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you can find that straight, narrow body of water today. It's right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are baptized and our sins are remitted. You can do it today and find your way into the kingdom of God, into the house of the Lord, on your way to that city. Hallelujah. Verse 21, stand with me, would you? I have a short reading to close. Revelation 21, verse 25 to 27, just three verses. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. We can't continue living a lie. You can't continue living in the world. You got to come out. And you got to come in. You got to come out of the world and into the kingdom of God. You got to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to live this way, the way God wants us to live. God wants you to love and to worship and to magnify Him. God wants you to live for Him, to expound upon Him, to magnify and worship His name. In fact, I'd like to do that right now. Would you join me? Would you lift your hands all over this place? I'm going to open up this altar. If you need to be baptized, if you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you need a miracle in your life. I'm telling you, God is here right now. Love Him with me, would you? Come on up to the altar. Come on up and let's pray. Let's spend the next few moments and magnify God together. Let's worship the Lord. Would you join me? Would you come? Come on and love the Lord.
I'm going to a city. There'll be no more night. I'm going to a city where Jesus is.